Stress comes from a number of different things. One of those being the clutter, the actual physical clutter, and the state of our homes. Our homes should really be a place where we feel good, a place that we want to spend time in, a place that takes away our worry and really removes us from the things that are causing us stress on a daily basis. Our homes should not be adding to the feelings of stress and overwhelm. Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter? A home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home. Hey there, friends. Thanks for being here today. Before we get started with this episode, I want to let you know I'm actually traveling. I'm recording this from a hotel room. So if the sound is weird, this hotel, I think, is 30-something stories high, and there's like work being done. There's people on scaffolding kind of not too far from my window. And every once in a while, it's a little bit noisy. So I'm trying my best to have the quality of sound be good. But if there's any weird noises, that's what you are probably hearing. But today we are going to be talking about stress and what that looks like in our homes, and really what it looks like when we remove some of that. Stress, overwhelm, exhaustion, those are all common words. And with everything that is happening in the world, in our jobs, in our families, in our homes, really with all that life is throwing at us these days, it is no wonder that these words keep coming up over and over again when busy, usually moms and parents and people are describing how do they feel when they're really being honest, when you're being honest, how are you feeling these days? Those are words that are coming up over and over again. I'm here for most things that are going to reduce stress. How can we kind of eliminate some of that stuff? I would like to get proper rest. I feel like the rest and sleep is super important, and I want to do things that make my life easier. So today I'm going to answer a listener question on this episode. If you want to submit a question for me to answer, or you feel like you've been struggling with something at your house, or just something that is coming up over and over again, but you don't know where to start, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to begin an organizing project, or you want to know how to do something, you want to know what I have done in my home in this space to organize it, or you want to know what I would do in a specific area in your home, how I would organize something, a product I would use, really anything along the lines of organization, decluttering, meal planning, streamlining, setting up systems, creating and implementing those routines that are going to keep everything together and really make everything stay as functional and as easy as possible. Anything that you think will help you simplify your home and your life and the daily struggles, if it can make your life easier and if we can simplify things, then I am here to help come up with a solution or share a solution that I know already works. So you can submit your question by going to intentionaledit.com, click on the little record now button that pops up, and then it will let you submit a question to me. It is super easy. And when I see that question, I will use it for a future episode, usually Tuesday episodes, where I answer listener questions and dedicate the entire episode to finding a solution for you and helping you get that specific question answered for your home. Because if you are struggling and you have this issue, I promise you, You are not alone. There are so many other people that are also dealing with this and have the same issue and would love a solution. So go to intentionaledit.com, click on that record now button, and submit a question that I can answer to help you and to help so many other people listening to this podcast on a future episode. The question that came in that I will be answering today, it's a short one. It says, what do you mean when you say in the podcast that when my house is organized, I will be less stressed? Okay, I love it. Stress comes up all the time. You know that is, I don't want to say a trendy word, it's just a common word right now because so much is happening in every aspect of most of our lives that can be considered stressful or that can be something's going on that's contributing to the stress. So if we can have a peaceful, tranquil, organized home that feels good, we're going to have a place that is less stressful or that is going to be taking away the stress instead of adding to it. And that's super important, especially when we have all these outside factors contributing to some of that stress and overwhelm in our life. Organization is going to reduce stress in every single part of your life, not just in your home, in your office or at your house. Or if you're a teacher, being organized in your classroom means less stress in your classroom. If you have a home-based business, supplies, inventory, all of that being organized, that is going to help you have less stress. We could be talking about anything from your car to your home to your baby's room to your workspace to your calendar to managing even something as simple as a to-do list or your entire family's busy schedules. Being organized with physical belongings or on a paper or in your mind or with a digital clutter, all of these things, organization is helpful. It's really plain and simple. Being organized, that means you have less to worry about, you have less to stress about. In a way, we could think about it like it gives us breathing room in our life. Probably like we can take a deep breath, that breathing room that we didn't even know was possible, or we didn't even really know that it was missing or like where we could get that from. But bringing organization and removing clutter from our homes, that's going to be huge in our overall well-being and how we feel. Now, I'm leaning toward thinking that in this question, she's referring to the actual physical items being organized. That's just my initial thought of where it seems to go. How are those physical items in the home being organized? Like this topic, it goes actually far beyond just the physical things that we can see or we can touch or that are right in our face. For this question, though, we're just going to focus on physical organization, even though all these things kind of run together and work together, and it's a bigger topic that kind of one goes into the other, and they kind of all work together. So whatever we are talking about, if it's organized properly, it doesn't matter if it is a specific room, a bookshelf, a drawer, anything, physical belongings in the home, that's what we're focusing on. If it is organized properly, that means the organization is going to last long term. You're organizing for long lasting results. And that also means that purging had to be part of this process to get organized. When we go over all of this in detail in the Simplified Home Masterclass, we are talking about the proper ways to purge and to declutter and to get the excess out of your home, and then how to organize every individual room with those tips and ideas. And it's extremely detailed in the Simplified Home Masterclass. We really dive in so that you can do thorough elimination of the extras, get rid of all that stuff cluttering up your home, and then organize it properly so that you can have long-lasting results. Reducing the clutter, getting rid of that excess, that's the first step. That's the first thing that we have to do. We have to remove some of these things. And once that's done, feelings of stress and overwhelm also go away with that. When you get some of that clutter out of there, that's one of the first ways that being organized brings the stress levels down in your life. because removing clutter removes stress. So that right there, the decluttering is already starting off the process with less to manage and less for you to store and less for you to think about. So that's one way that your stress will be reduced. And that's going to be helpful. And that's just how we kick off this whole organizing process. So let's talk specifically, what about like the kitchen? Say your kitchen pantry, for example. That would be an easy one, because if you have a pantry that's organized, you are going to see what you have. You're going to know what you have. You're not going to be buying duplicates. You're not going to be buying food that you don't need. You're going to stop wasting so much. You know what you have, and you can see what you have. You know what you need to get, so you don't run out of things. You are not stressed out by looking in this cabinet or walking into the pantry and seeing a big mess and feeling bad because food has expired before you ate it, or you don't have what you needed to pack lunches, or you can't make the dinner that you thought you were going to make because the food isn't there. You didn't buy the right things for the recipe. So you're saving time, you're saving money, you're saving your sanity, you're not driving yourself crazy, and you're not coming up with these little things that add to the stress, because all of a sudden you have to run to the store. You have to run out and get one more thing. You're not adding to your to-do list of things that have to be done last minute, which last minute things are already stressful. Let's talk about another example. So say the closet, your closet, you're constantly needing to figure out what to wear and you're having trouble with this. The majority of the items in our closets we don't wear. Studies show that we actually wear a very small percentage of the clothing items and shoes and accessories that we own. So you're struggling to make outfits and wear outfits that feel good. You can't put them together. You can't find things that you're looking for. Your closet is stuffed. It's overflowing. You are going to save time by eliminating, once you've done the purging, you're going to save time when it's organized. You're again going to find what you need when you are looking for it. You are going to have more of a chance of wearing more of what you own because you can see it, and it's easier to make outfits that you like and that you feel good in when you can see what you have and you can put them together, and it's not such a cluttered, overwhelming feeling. So you're saving time, you're saving money, you are overall feeling better because you're using more of what you have. So there's ways to reduce the stress by decluttering and organizing your closet as well. Another area of the home that is common, and this one especially if you have young kid, toys in a family space or a living space or out and about in the house cause parents, moms especially, to be stressed out and feel overwhelmed and feel like the house is never clean and it never stays picked up because the toys magically appear everywhere. When you have those toys organized and they all have a place to go and all have a place to be put away, and that also involves clearing the clutter, it involves purging some of those things that are broken or that we don't use anymore, that the kids don't play with anymore, that means less visual clutter, less arguments from siblings, less things to put away. Again, all of these things that we're talking about, and we could keep going with this list and add more to it. In general, if you think about the examples that I just gave, being organized means that you have what you need when you are looking for something. You can find what you are looking for when you need it. You don't overbuy because you are aware of what you already have and you're aware of what you need to purchase or what's running low on or what has worn out. You're less likely to get duplicates. You're less likely to be wasteful. And you are aware of what is in your home. So being organized saves time, it saves money. And those are just two ways. And those are big, significant things. But those are reducing stress. Improving our surroundings with order and just simply creating a more tranquil environment, those are great ways to reduce stress and ease our mind. And we're also removing some of that visual clutter. That is another way that we are going to bring our stress levels down. You should be able to enjoy living in your home. It should feel good to be there. It should not be an overwhelming place. Your home is a living space for you. It's a space for your family. And we want to be able to thrive in our homes, no matter the size, no matter the location, no matter the circumstances. When we take the time to declutter and to organize and to create the routines that keep that order and functionality going, that means we're making the day-to-day things happening in our homes easier. We're truly simplifying everything that is going on. And it makes it so that our homes are less stressful. Our homes should be a place that is a place we want to be in, where we feel good. We want to be in our homes. We want them to be peaceful, where we bring our stress levels down. Our homes are not a storage location. And when we look at them and they are unorganized and messy and full of clutter, that's what they are. They're a storage location for all of these things that are really adding burden to our life. And when you declutter and organize, your house can finally be a place that you enjoy. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Audit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community, where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.